Test 75, section 3, question 14. Here, it's a parallel flaw. So it says, most of the air pollution in this country comes from our largest cities. So most of the air pollution, biggest cities. These cities would pollute less if they were less populated. So they'd have less pollution if there were less people. So if many people in these cities were to move to rural areas, air pollution in the country as a whole would be reduced. So if they were to move to rural areas, air pollution would be reduced. The flaw in this is maybe it would just change where the pollution is coming from, not the overall pollution. Shifting the location of them doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be polluting less. So that's kind of our problem is the flaw is basically just that you're just shifting where it's coming from, not reducing the overall amount. So, similarly, we can conclude that Monique spends most of her salary on housing. Okay, but that doesn't seem like a similar conclusion. The conclusion seems to be that we could reduce the overall pollution. After all, people are bound to spend more on housing if they live in a city where housing is high, and Monique recently moved to a city. That's not the same flaw. It's not talking about what would lead to a reduction, and it's not a thing of shifting from one area to another, but still having the same overall whole. Similarly, we could conclude that Karen's family would have more living space if they move from an apartment to a single-family home. After all, single-family homes are typically larger. Well, that's also got a little bit of a flaw, but it's not the same flaw. It's not saying, well, we're just shifting the placement, because it's giving us a statement that single-family homes are generally larger. So C, similarly, we conclude that most of Ward's family farm is planted with corn. In Ward's County, most of the fields that will be used to be that used to be planted with other crops are now planted with corn. That's not the same. We're not shifting from one place to another and having that affect the overall. D, we conclude that Javier will consume fewer calories by eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner only a portion of what he now eats and eating the remainder as snacks. After all, breakfast, lunch, and dinner together account for the most calories. That's the same thing because you're just shifting the location from the meals to snacks. Just because you're spreading them out doesn't lower the overall amount. So D is great. And then similarly, we could conclude that most of the city's air pollution would be eliminated if the city built public transportation. After all, public transportation produces much less pollution per passenger, and all automobile trips could be replaced by those. While that's shifting it somewhere else, it is shifting it to something that has a lower overall result. And so therefore, D is definitely our best answer. In E, it does use less pollution per passenger. And so that one actually is not flawed in the same way. And so D is the best one.